In this case, we chose to pull a much larger sample in hopes that, again, to achieve a greater accuracy. There's always a greater accuracy to be achieved, again, as you approach 100% of the claims. But it's not a practical matter in this case.
And so if you could, last question, I think. If you could take, when you go in, the company that, what's our company again that oversees all this, Optum Health, ran their numbers and said these 15 companies need to be looked at. And so you guys went in and you went into the company and you said, we're doing an audit. How was it determined which 150 records you were going to audit? And then they were supposed to give you all of the client records for those 150 records. Is that the way that works?
Mr. Chairman and Mr. Senator, yes. We pulled 150 claims. When I say we pulled 150 claims, the software produces them in a random way so that we're not biased in which ones we pull. So we pull 150. We then look at them, look to those specific as our claim sample. We then ask for documentation to support each of those particular claims, so plans of care, physician orders, things, staff credentialing to provide those specific services, those types of things from a documentation standpoint. We then review those. We audit them against the policies set forth here in the state of New Mexico. And then we, in turn, run those back through the RATSTATS statistical software to produce an extrapolated amount. So it is the error results that we find produces the extrapolated amount.